WEAA On Assignment, a look at the arts, culture, and enterprise in and around our city. Reported and produced by students of the School of Global Journalism and Communication at Morgan State University. Support for WEAA On Assignment comes from PNC.
My name is Samuel Robinson, reporter for WEAA On Assignment. In this piece, you will hear the story of an unconventional artist and his Baltimore Museum of Art exhibit, Making a Path. The creator of a unique style of art conceived in his mother's salon, Mark Bradford was able to turn his struggle as a starving artist into the award-winning abstract body of work many admire today.
My mom was a beauty operator. I was a hairdresser. Those are old school words. I wasn't a stylist.
Growing up in California, Mark and his mother did not have a lot of money, and they relied on their salon to keep food on the table. During the 80s in which he grew up, there were a lot of hardships and social injustices haunting his community. This made him leave home at 18 and travel to Europe.
Crack cocaine was happening, drive-by shootings, the rise of so much, and I couldn't process it all. So I fled. I sold my car for $800. I put $400 in my backpack, and I went to Europe.
He worked in nightclubs and hung out on the street and eventually went back to his mom's salon. He earned his bachelor's degree from the California Institute of the Arts in Valencia in his late 20s, then returned for his master's.
And I still actually worked in the hair salon when I got a master's degree. I went back to the hair salon and kept working because for me that was a viable thing to do. I curled my way through undergrad and I curled my way through grad school.
In his art, Mark uses things that no one thinks could be used again. He draws his inspiration from everyday life, from human anatomy to scraps found on the street.
I wanted to take this material that comes from the streets or take this material that comes from something that's not used for art and will it demand that it becomes something that I decide that it is. And sure, it's some psychological narrative I set up for myself about how I had to will myself, but it works for me. I like that grind. I like to work hard to push. The material I had to work it, I had to will it into something else. And I think that came from the hair salon. I do.
You can find more of Bradford's art at the Modern Museum of Art, the Hirshhorn Museum and Sculpture Garden, and the Hammer Museum in Los Angeles, California. I'm Samuel Robinson for WEAA On Assignment.
This has been an installment of WEAA On Assignment with support from PNC.